Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Get back to Dianne Feinstein's, I'm sorry, Emperor Nero's wife's interrogation of Amy Coney Barrett. Just to, go ahead.
Feinstein, that wasn't my list. I was addressing arguments that had been made by other professors, serious, well-respected scholars like Richard Fallon at Harvard and Michael Gerhard at North Carolina, and it wasn't my list. I was quoting them, and I was quoting their definition of super precedent. One thing I would observe is that for a court of appeals, all Supreme Court precedent is super precedent. So as I said to Chairman Grassley, as a Court of Appeals judge, if I were confirmed, I would follow all Supreme Court precedent without fail.
Okay, second question. In Planned Parenthood v. Casey, the Supreme Court reaffirmed Roe and listed four factors, excuse me, that must be considered before the court overturned precedent. One of the factors the court listed was a reliance interest, meaning that the court would consider whether overturning precedent would create a special hardship because people had planned their lives in reliance on the decision. In 2003, you wrote that in deciding to overturn precedent, reliance interests should, quote, count far less when precedent clearly exceeds a court's interpretive authority, end quote. Give us an example of a Supreme Court precedent that exceeded the court's interpreted authority. Is Roe an example?
Senator, I confess that I don't recall the quote that you read to me, and I think I would need to see it in context to fully address your question about that quote. As for your question about Roe, I think that the line that other nominees before the committee have drawn in refraining from comment about their agreement or disagreement or the merits or demerits of any Supreme Court precedent is a prudent one, because I would commit, if confirmed, to follow unflinchingly all Supreme Court precedent, and I would not want to leave the impression that I would give some precedents less weight than others because of any kind of, you know, academic disagreement with one.
Well, how do you evaluate the precedents, plural, with respect to Roe?
The Supreme Court precedents?
Yes.
Well, Roe and Casey and its progeny, as you say, Roe has been affirmed many times and survived many challenges in the court, and it's more than 40 years old, and it's clearly binding on all courts of appeals. And so it's not open to me or up to me, and I would have no interest in, as a court of appeals judge, challenging that precedent. It would bind.
Well, are you getting the impression here that Roe versus Wade is dogma? Because Feinstein's going to attack Barrett.
I hear dogma in you. I hear,
who's the one spouting dogma? This thing, this monstrosity, this act of Bagul and Moloch in cahoots with the Supreme Court is dogma to her. Killing the soon-to-be-born is dogma to her. By the way, I heard a most